Radio 680 WCPM.
Concerned about market risk? I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. The S&P 500 valuations are higher than at any time ever recorded in stock market history. This includes 1929 and 1999. Annuities and Your Personal Bank offer unlimited upside with no downside risk. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
Views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is All About Real Estate. If you'd like to talk to us, give us a call, 410-922-6680. If you have a question, if you have had a transaction, you just want to say, hey, what do I do to get ready to list or sell my house, or this is what's happening. Love to talk to you. I know many of you call me after the show and during the week, and we have nice discussions, but it would really be nice to let more people hear you on the radio show. So I thought I'd start off today by saying, you know, when you go to buy a house, it's not just the down payment. It's not just the mortgage payment. There's a lot of cost in home ownership. So buying a home, very exciting, big milestone. More again, than, as I mentioned, than your investment. The payment is always the first thing that comes to mind, but that's only one little part of the big picture. Think of these other things that you've got to be concerned about that adds on to it. You've got property taxes. You've got to research that. How much are those property taxes? Don't just go by what's on the multiple list. Make sure that you have updated taxes. Hopefully, your lender will definitely do that for you. But when you're in the when you're trying to decide how much it's going to cost you per month, those are the kinds of things that you need to think about. Homeowners insurance, again, is another thing. And if you live in a neighborhood that has an HOA, you have to think about those monthly fees. What does it cover? What don't you have to pay for? And maybe if you're in that condo, that co-op, townhouse, some of them may actually do more than you think. Some of them may take care of the roof. Some may take care of the lawns and the shovelings, but not all of them. You really do need to find out what you're going to, what it's going to cost to take care of your house every single month. Think about the service charges. And by the way, no, I am not trying to talk you out of buying a house. I just want you to be aware. I've seen people who have gotten into a home by only checking what their monthly payment was going to be, what the cost was, and they get into trouble a little bit. The other thing you've got to start figuring is your BG&E bills, your heating, your cooling, your painting, pest control, even all these little issues save time. And speaking about real estate things and what's urgent, check when you buy a home about how much your monthly costs are for your gas and electric. Hold that thought. We've got a Larry in Baltimore City. Good afternoon, Larry.
Hi, Margaret. Hello. How are you?
I'm terrific.
Good. Okay. My question is, who pays the realtor's commission at settlement?
Interesting. It's a good question, and it depends on how the contract is written. When a buyer is working with the buyer's agent, the buyer signs up with that buyer's agent to realize that that agent is going to make a percentage of whatever they buy, a percentage of that sale. Now, many times the seller has agreed to pay the commission. That always has to be in the contract. So when a buyer puts in a contract, the buyer's agent has to specify what commission. They have to ask first what commission is being offered, if any. If not, they have to have their buyer pay for it. But most of the time, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, but most of the time, the seller has agreed to pay some portion of that commission, because if you think about it, why wouldn't they? Why would they not want to encourage agents to come see that property? If an agent calls and asks, do you compensate? What is the compensation? And the agent says, no, get it from your buyer's agent. They may say, forget it. I don't even want to see that house. You know, it's not worth it. Because on top of the buyer's closing costs and everything, they may be responsible for paying for that buyer's commission. Does that help a little bit?
It helps a lot, because I was wanted to understand the rationale. I'm the seller.
Okay.
And they've been asked to pay the commission for the buyer. Usually, in my mind, you split it.
That's interesting.
Each party pays their own commission to their own realtor.
You know what? In the end, the money comes out the same. But if you think about it, when somebody gets qualified for a certain amount for a loan, whether it's an FHA, a VA, or a conventional, they already know what they have to bring to the table. If the buyer has to take those funds to pay their buyer's agent, they may not qualify. They may not be allowed. Again, why wouldn't a seller agree to pay a buyer's agent to bring a buyer to the home? Yes, the buyer's agent is working for the buyer. The listing agent is working for the seller. But you'll see very few people, I think, don't have the seller, or the seller has that choice of paying or not paying the buyer's agent. Now, everything in a contract is completely negotiable. So
that was a good rationale. I understand it. Now, what happened here is that there's the lender does an inspection and finds that there's some repairs that they require.
Okay.
Nothing too serious, but you know,
okay,
starts to add up.
Okay,
who pays for those repairs?
Okay, so we're talking now, if you're doing after a home inspection.
The assessor, actually.
Usually you're going to have a home inspection. I think what you're talking about is the appraisal.
Appraisal, right.
Okay, and the other thing that I think you're talking about is the FHA appraisal or the VA appraisal, because there are certain items that the VA and the FHA want to make sure that the house is safe. Give you a few examples. There needs to be handrails on staircases. If you've got more than two or three steps outside, handrails. You cannot, if there's chipped and peeling paint, they don't accept that. Most of the time, if there's a broken window, they'll ask for that to be corrected. Those are the kind of things, the safety things, that a lender would ask for. Now, an appraiser would suggest for those certain kinds of loans. Also, the lender may well, you know, well, septic, termite, all of those things can go into it. But mainly, the buyer is going to have a home inspection, and that home inspection is going to point out that broken window, that peeling paint maybe, suggesting there be a handrail, maybe upgrading the electric box from a up to a, you know, 200 watt. Those kind of things may be suggested. Maybe they found a defect. Maybe one of the joists in the basement is not sturdy enough. So many different kinds of things. A roof inspection. Then the buyer pays for that inspection after they go to contract. After they go to contract, they have the home inspection. The home inspection is given in detail back to the buyer and the buyer's agent. It is then the buyer's and the buyer's agent ability to say, well, now we've even made it a little bit easier. The home inspection frequently is, we're having a home inspection. It's got to be done in 7 to 10 days, and we can withdraw from the contract for anything. Okay, that's changed. And so then there comes a time for negotiation. So the buyer says, you know, we got a really good price on the house. The seller's not hiding anything. I just want the safety things fixed. And they may go in and say, I want those safety things fixed. The seller has the right to say, I'll fix it. They have the right to say, I won't fix it. And they have the right to say, tell you what, let's figure out how much it's going to cost. Why don't I give you a credit? That way you can have the items done that meet your specific needs. So again, there are many different parts of negotiating in a contract. I mean, just because you've agreed to the price and the contract is signed, you've still got many other contingencies. And the home inspection probably is the probably where more deals come apart than anywhere. And a lot has to do with the way that home inspector, that buyer's agent, that buyer received the information about the inspection. In other words, you could have one inspector saying, this has a Federal Pacific electric box, okay? There's not an electrician around that will certify a Federal Pacific, but...
Is that an old-style box?
Well, it's a little old-style, and then there are other, you know, knob and tubing. But when I list a house and I notice that there is a Federal Pacific box in there, I say to the seller, you've got a choice here. Almost every buyer's inspector, every buyer's agent is going to say, don't think we want that box in here. So it's going to cost you to fix it anyway. Why not let's go ahead and upgrade that electric before so that you don't even have to think about it? Why wait until the inspector says you need it or the seller's agent writes it, the buyer's agent writes it right into the contract that, hey, we won't take this house if it doesn't have upgraded electric. So again...
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, you mentioned FHA and VA, they have criteria, but what about a conventional loan?
Conventional loan, the appraiser is mainly appraising for price, doing the comparables. They don't usually point things out unless they're really major things. The appraiser is there to establish value, not to do an inspection.
Uh-huh. Good. That's very clear.
And if anybody has a different point of view, give me a call right now. Larry, if you've got any other questions, hold on to them. We're going to take a break. If not,
okay,
thank you for calling in.
That's good.
Okay.
That gives me what I need to know. Thank you very much, Margaret. I listen to you quite often.
Thank you, Larry. You all are listening to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680. That was a really good couple of questions from Larry.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Your heart never takes a break. Every beat, every breath, every moment, it's working for you. But as we age, blood pressure rises and the heart can struggle to generate the energy it needs to keep up. That's where Rescue Orosine comes in. And during this American Heart Month, listeners can buy one bottle and get one free with code FUEL. Orosine is a cutting-edge heart support supplement that actually works at the cellular level, designed to help your heart restore the natural energy it relies on to be strong and consistent. Plus, it supports a steady heart rhythm and healthy arteries. The result? Better stamina and confidence that your hardest working muscle is supported where it matters the most. So this February, take your heart health seriously with Orosine. Go to res-q.com and use code FUEL to buy one Orosine, get one free, or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483. You can go online at res-q.com with code FUEL.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Have you been in an accident?
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. Call-in number 410-922-6680. I see I'm getting some texts coming in. You guys are listening. I wish you'd call, but let's see what I can make out of this. Here is somebody who said, my daughter received the final decree for divorce last week. It's been a tumultuous last 18 months. The judge came in, yada, yada, yada. They're talking about a moving truck. And then a realtor showed up. That was not the time or place for such a thing. Our daughter already contracted a realtor. Of course, no papers can be signed until either party agrees. So who gets to choose the realtor in these cases? And it goes on and on. Let me see if I can give a short kind of answer to this. And maybe Mary would like to call me after the show and we could talk about it. But usually, You decide on who's the agent. You know, one says this is the agent I want to use, and the other one says no, I want to use that one. You can have a problem. Hopefully, you can agree to one. But if not, you're probably going to have to go through the courts and let the attorney assign one. That's about as short of an answer as I can get, and it can be very difficult. Look, if the people got along well, there wouldn't be a divorce to begin with. So obviously, when they are selling their home, it's not, there are times that it's just not going to be that easy. I hope that answers. Again, if you have any questions, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Here is another text coming in. It says, our daughter bought a home in Perry Hall. She lived there for a few years before she found out she was supposed to be paying for water lines and electric lines to go into the house, something that the builder passes on to the buyer. She never received a bill, and those charges take many years to pay. So my suggestion, go back and look at your paperwork. If it was a new bill, somewhere in there, they talked about those charges. It usually that's in a new build, but not necessarily. I remember I had a contract on a house, and there was a pretty hefty water bill. I'm not sure, it wasn't exactly a water bill, but maybe it was a kind of a tax bill, but it was something that the buyer over the years had to pay for it. And the one thing that we were really concerned about was that it was not disclosed. The buyer didn't know anything about it. We were already in contract when we discovered it, and the buyer decided if they were not being honest about that, maybe they weren't being honest about other things, and they withdrew from the contract. So that's one of those things. We now have a caller on the line. We have Rich. Good afternoon, Rich.
Hi, Margaret. How are you? I had a question. We're getting ready to sell our house in about 3 months in Pasadena, and there was new construction at the next block over, like three houses, and they sold real quick for about $650. Our house on Ville is valued around $500. Will that raise our property value at all with the new construction down the street? Our house was built in 1976.
Okay, I'm going to give you my best answer. It depends. Okay. Zillow is basically an advertising site. What you need is to go in, have someone go into the multiple list, find out what homes have sold in your area, what homes are selling in that new area, see the difference. Maybe you might want to have an appraiser come in? If are you thinking about selling?
Yeah, we want to sell this summer because
we're
retiring and moving to Delaware.
Okay, so you might want to, before you decide a price for the house, I mean, whoever you choose for your real estate agent, they are going to give you what's called a market analysis. And hopefully they're going to do all the homes in that vicinity that has similar features of yours, you know, four bedrooms, same amount of bedrooms, bathrooms, lot size, condition. They may give out more value for a new home, but they may give other value because your landscaping is mature. Lots of things like that are taken into consideration. So you can't just go by looking at a Zillow or a Trulia or any of those online and say, oh, my house is worth this much. And that's what a lot of people do. You need to really see what homes have sold in the area. And also, when you see this online, let's say the house has sold for, in the public records, for $500,000. But you go back and you see that maybe there's been seller concessions. Maybe the seller gave a 3% closing cost. Maybe they gave a $20,000 allowance, so that $500,000 that you see on the details doesn't show those kinds of things. So you really need somebody who knows what's going on. And when an appraiser goes around, or maybe even a real estate agent, when they're trying to figure out how much your house costs, and they know the agents around that have sold, they may call and say, tell me the condition of your house. How many offers did you have? Compare that one so that when they do meet with the appraiser, they can share, this is what you don't know. Other times, there are homes that are sold without real estate, not on the multiple list. It's a for sale by owner. Those have to be taken into consideration. So it's not a simple thing by opening up your computer and going to a site like Zillow and saying, what's my home worth? If it was, you wouldn't need real estate agents.
Right. I understand.
Does that help?
Alrighty. Yes, it did. Thank you very much. Boy, these houses, these new constructions, they were sold within like a week.
Okay.
They were gone.
Okay. So there's nothing left there, right?
Right. They're
okay.
Sold. Yeah, there are three houses on the next block over.
Okay. So think about this. Are there many houses for sale in your neighborhood?
Yeah, there's some. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's say you've got a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half bath with a garage, and the new ones have the same thing.
Right.
And your house is in really, really good condition. You've kept it up.
Mm-hmm.
To some people, your house may be much more desirable than a new construction. And here's some of the reasons why. Think about it. Think of all the things that you've put into your house since you bought it to upgrade it. Electrical stuff. Maybe you've added a garage. So many things. Maybe you've updated your kitchen. Maybe, you've put in hardwood floors. All kinds of things. Maybe you've added a swimming pool. That sometimes people had rather have a home that's already complete, that they can actually move in and live in. Think about buying a new home. Most of the time, you don't get window coverings. You don't, little things like that. I'm not even sure you get a doorbell anymore.
Right.
So you've got to think about those things. You know, how many extra outlets do you have to request and pay for a new home? And I'm not knocking new homes. I'm just saying, let's be aware of what you're getting. And when you just see a price of a new home, you also don't know with those new homes, you don't know if that price was really what the buyer paid. There may be builder incentives. There may be lender incentives. There may be closing cost help, all kinds of things. So that number, again, if we go back to that $500,000, that house may not have cost that much.
Okay.
So I think you really need to have somebody knows what they're doing, evaluate your home, either pay for an appraiser or interview an agent or two and see what they think and ask them how they came up with those numbers. Because if you just go by a Zillow, I remember years ago when it first started, when Zillow was out and everybody was saying, oh, look what Zillow said. I had a perfect example. I had, somebody had just put their home, had just purchased one of my listings, and they thought they got a really great buy because of the price that it was on Zillow. Okay, they bought that house, and then when we went to sell their home, they went to the same source, and it said their house was worth like $100,000 less. The new house they bought said it was worth $100,000 more. He thought he'd made a great deal, and he decided not to sell his house at the time. Again, not wise decisions, but you can see how you can be misled because you are looking at all of these internet evaluations. You need somebody who knows the real things that are going on. You know, there may be lender credits. There's so many different things that make up what that final number is. And it most of the time is not that sales price, or many times it is not that sales price.
Oh, we can't see that, but a real estate agent could see the
right
credits and stuff.
Right. If you had a real estate agent who was pulling up that same house,
right.
Possibly they can go back because they really are supposed to be putting in what those concessions are. I'm not saying they're always in there. Then again, that's the time when you can talk to another agent who's familiar with that area, who can talk to people who've bought there. Well, can I see your settlement sheet? You know, if they know the community well enough. So you get that inside information rather than saying, oh, well, that house over there sold for $600,000. Why is mine only worth $500,000?
Right. Okay, well, let me let you go, Margaret. I know you're busy. I don't want to take up all your time.
Well, Rich, I'm delighted. If you think of any other questions, give a holler, and I love talking to you. We are going to take a break. This is Margaret Rome. We are all about real estate. Call in number 410-922-6680.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. All About Real Estate. If you want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Some of the other hidden costs that you may not see that you should be aware of when you're purchasing a house, especially this brings up because of our frigid temperatures right now. This brings up something that most people don't know to check. You can check your gas and electric bills for the past year. You can check anybody's gas and electric bills. But be careful how you are comparing them, because you may have a comparison and the bill is low. Maybe that person is in a different state for 6 months. Maybe they have dual residency. So their gas and electric would be a whole lot less. Those are the kinds of things. Also, compare what your utility bills are in comparison to similar properties. And I'm thinking mainly in condos, okay? Not too long ago, had a situation that the utility bills were absolutely exorbitant, double, triple what they thought they should be. And on close, not even that close of inspection, they couldn't get the place warm enough or cool enough in the summer, and brought an expert in, and what they found out, that there was a lack of insulation. It was more than a lack of insulation. There was zero insulation in between the outside wall and the interior wall. There was a temperature difference inside of an outside wall, a wall that's on the outside, in the same room, compared to the one on the other side of the room, somewhere between 20 and 30 degrees. Big, big difference. What do you do? Now, it's too late. You own this condo, but shouldn't that have been the kind of thing when you purchase that you should taken a look at, compared those bills? I'm not sure you could get a true answer, but maybe you could ask when you're doing the home inspection if there is a way to see if there is adequate insulation, to see if the furnace and the air conditioning units are operating where they're supposed to be. Because once you own it, you own it. I have known people who have purchased condos, just could not get it warm enough, and tried everything, the lined, heavy lined curtains to keep the air out. And what they wound up having to do was put a second furnace into the condo. Expensive? Yes, but it was the only way they could get that place warm. So I'm just saying, when you find a place like a condo or a co-op that has the utilities included in that monthly fee, that may be more of a bargain than you realize, because it's not going to fluctuate, because they're always paying for it in your monthly dues. And this is a good time right now to be buying condos and co-ops. And it's a perfect time to be living in one right now. You don't have to worry about the snow. You don't have to worry about going out for groceries, driving, and everything. Many of these full-time, full-service buildings is basic, like living in a hotel with all the services you could possibly want. If you think you might be interested in a condo or a co-op, I have quite a few that are available, from a studio to a two-bedroom to a three-bedroom, in different buildings. If you're interested, give me a call. I think this is a great time to think about that kind of living, or maybe even if you've got a family member who needs to right size and go into a smaller place, that this would be a good transaction period for them, that they could go into a place that all of the services are there. They've got, you know, the elevator. They've got front desk service. You might want to think about that. But in the meantime, we are at our break again. You are listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. Reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
With massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, and criminal illegals roaming free in the state, it's time to take action. Go to WCBM.com and sign the Save Our State petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the soft tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com today and send an SOS that it's time for a real change.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. Our last segment of the show today. We are talking all about real estate. And I wanted to tell you about some of the properties that I need. I have got people who are looking for specific homes. Let me give you a few of these. I need a rental in the Towson area. Mm-hmm. Interesting that I got a call. You heard me talking about Active Rain. Well, a member on Active Rain had a friend in New York, and this friend needed an agent in Baltimore. Called me, and basically they need a rental first. They're moving into town immediately to take a job. Where could they find a rental quickly in the Towson-Timonium area? If you know of one, if you have one that could happen within the next less than 30 days, that would be awesome. Just give me a call, 410-530-2400, so I can hook you up with that. No commissions on rentals. I don't deal with rentals, but I don't have a problem matching the renters with the renters, with the people who want to rent, if it's a friend or somebody asks me to do that. I also need a Baltimore County rancher. It needs to have a first floor bedroom. It needs, well, a rancher would. It needs to have a basement, and it needs to have a garage. And they will consider most areas in Baltimore County preferable to 08, 212-08 and 9. I also need a home that could be a colonial, could be any style home, a minimum of 4 bedrooms, the ability to make one of the rooms on the first floor a bedroom if there isn't already one. I need that, and that also is in the northwest area of Baltimore. And if you have any homes that are in really not good condition, I've got several investors right now who really are looking to buy serious fixer-uppers so that somebody could actually take your home if it has deferred maintenance, you just don't want to do anything with it. There are many investors right now. There are many, many people who just say, you know, I can't afford the house that I want, but maybe if I can find a house that needs work and I can do that work, then that's what I'd like. So if you've got any kind of home that you're thinking about selling, call me. I may already have somebody who needs to move either immediately. Maybe they don't need to move for 6 months. We find out what your timeline is. We put you both on the waiting list and see if we can't make something like that happen. If you're thinking about selling your home, take some time. Where do you want to go? Make sure you've got a place to go before you put your house on the market. I'm a big believer of this. I know a few years ago when the market was so hot, you couldn't, you didn't have that luxury. You had to sell your house and because you got the most money for it, and then you figured out where you're going to go. We talked about the rent back or the how you could allow somebody to wait until you had secured a place to live. Maybe it's somebody who doesn't need the house right away. Maybe it's they're still living with parents. Maybe they're moving into town in a few months. All of these things can be pulled together so that it's not you sell the house today, it goes to settlement in 30 days, you're out of the house in 30 days, you're into a new house. It really does save all or a lot of that trauma emotion. Again, if you're thinking about moving, plan ahead. When you talk to an agent about this, it might be 6 months, it might be a year, it might be 2 years. Maybe you've got a child who's graduating at the end of next year. Maybe your retirement is coming up. All kinds of reasons about, you know, that in the future, this is where you're going to need to sell the house, make a decision where you're going to go. If you know where you're going to go, hopefully you've already started researching the areas that you want to live in. In other words, don't wait until the very end when you hear about the angst that is caused by this rush of having to do something so very quickly. Again, any questions about buying a house, getting one ready, you're welcome to give me a call either next week on the show, or you can call me during the week at 410-530-2400. 2400, and we are all about real estate. You can reach me again after the show, 410-530-2400. You can also text to that, and we will see you next week, all about real estate.
Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.